our self-centeredness, to give priority to the needs of others over the needs of ourselves. And this is all because of the spirit of the holy month of Ramadan. And this year, as we heard from reliable sources, this year the general atmosphere of the country was very spiritual, particularly during the Qadr nights and the holy hours of those nights. Especially the youth participated in different kinds of ceremonies of prayer and supplication. And people from all walks of life were there, with different kinds of interests and also tastes. Politically speaking, socially speaking, all of them started praying to Almighty God, and all of them got closer to their Creator. And this attention and seeking help from God, and the success that follows, itself is a manifestation of the kindness of God, the attention that God pays to the faithful. And in the prayer of the month of Ramadan, we hear that we tell God that it was He Himself that taught the faithful to be thankful. It was He Himself that brought us success and taught us how to thank the Lord and praise the Lord. When we call the Lord Allah, as we hear this in a poem, it says, just using the word Allah shows our allegiance to the Lord Almighty. The fact that we familiarize our heart with God and we talk to them, this is a manifestation of the kindness of God towards human beings. And this means that God will answer our prayers. We have experienced this spiritual pleasure, particularly the youth, during the holy month of Ramadan, because they are more innocent than older people, and we should cherish these moments. We should use the potentials of prayer and the recitations of the Holy Quran and different kinds of religious scriptures so that we can bring innocence and light to our heart. This is one characteristic of Eid al-Fitr. It brings this light to our soul and our heart, a light that comes from the month of Ramadan. The second characteristic is in your prayer, the manifestation and the symbol of the unity of the great nation of Islam. Their congregation is a manifestation of their unity, and this is very valuable. This should be taken as a lesson of Ramadan, and we should cherish this, as I said. And this is the result of the spiritual value of the month of Ramadan. Particularly because we Muslims, and particularly Iranians, are blessed with Imam Khomeini, and also the Quds Day that he initiated and brought unity to the world of Islam. And this year, the Quds Day, we witnessed the great march of the Iranian nation. that was the focus of attention of all Muslims from different corners of the world. And the Iranians chanted in unison that they support the oppressed nation of Palestine. And I consider this my duty to thank our nation because of this great movement, this great measure. My brothers and sisters, and all the Iranian nation, we have to cherish this spiritual atmosphere, and we will be blessed by God, and we should use this potential because this has been bestowed by God upon us.
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر